This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, rejected. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Etz here on iWings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And look, the title Rejected is referring to an unusual story, very beautiful story from life of one of the famous martyrs of the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. And this refers to a whole lot of people who'd been interviewed for the post of, I think it was sports teachers in particular. And so there had been some complaints over this. So I have to sort of also add in that Ibrahim Hadi himself was actually a sort of a qualified sports teacher. And so he did sort of work as a sports teacher as well. And he was aware of this, that many people had been, think about 200 or 150 or so had been interviewed. And basically 120 had been rejected. So many people had sort of applied to become sports teachers, and people had been sort of a little bit unhappy about how the interviews had been conducted. They'd been conducted at short notice and so on. So obviously he heard these complaints from people, and he thought he should find out what was going on. So he obviously spoke with the person who was in charge of the interview process. And what he did, he agreed with the manager, basically, to go and check personally each of these rejected applicants, so 120 people. And the manager agreed with him that if Ibrahim Hadi himself approved one of these rejected applicants, the manager would also approve. So Ibrahim Hadi got the names and addresses of all these 120 people, got on his motorbike and basically went and sort of checked out and probably sort of gave a little interview to each of them. And every single one of them, except for five, he approved and were approved by his manager, alhamdulillah. Welcome back to Age 30 on I'm Being Afraid with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously I've just explained how Ibrahim Hadi, one of the famous martyrs from Holy Defense, sort of personally checked out why 120 people had been rejected in their interview to become a sports teacher. And except for five of the 120, he personally found that they were all good and qualified candidates. And so they were actually approved. And also employed. So, see, what does this tell us? So, this tells us that this person, Ibrahim Hadi, had two aspects. One is obviously he was listening to the dissatisfaction amongst the candidates who'd been rejected, but also other people were aware, obviously, of the process that had maybe been put in place. So maybe some members of the public had also become aware of this. And secondly, so obviously he was trying to address the gripes and the complaints of the public, basically. And secondly, he was also wanting to make sure that justice had been done. So he did not want any of these rejected applicants to have been rejected unjustly. So he personally went round and sort of checked on that. And obviously it looks like he found that most of them had been rejected unjustly. So, you know, and what does this tell us? That obviously two things are important also for us. So justice is, of course, at the core of Islam. So Allah tells us that, you know, obviously, for example, in terms of what we ourselves do, not even one, you know, atom's weight of goodness will go not noticed by Allah. Allah will see even an atom's worth of goodness that we do and reward, compensate accordingly, and an atom's worth of sort of badness that maybe we do will also be noticed and sort of, I suppose, punished or will have to be repented for maybe. So that too. So inshallah, that is maybe something that we can bear in mind in our daily lives, to also just have, in a sense, this big poster, in a sense, in our mind, like a neon sign in our mind, justice. Justice, we ourselves always need to behave in a manner that justice is done, and obviously stand up for other people if we see that justice is not being done, if they're being oppressed. That applies in the micro level, like small level, our groups, our families, and then obviously extends to the macro level when we see oppression, injustice in other countries, for example. So inshallah, that's just a reminder for all of us, and that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on Arm Bingush Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.